And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, speaking with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fehr and Assistant Fire Chief Brad Kloss. And we kind of did a little bit of a rundown on some of the last week's flood mitigation and all the evacuation advisories and the like. And we're going to kind of transition here to more normal business, what we usually do on our city commission days. And you are here early, so as I mentioned earlier in the show, Mayor Mike Dodds couldn't be here. The meeting is tomorrow, not tonight, as in City Commission Chambers at City Hall, 7 p.m. And there's a lot going on. There's a few different things, and some of them, especially one of them, very big, and we might hold that one off best for last, I suppose. But we could get into some of the proclamations that are coming up. And the first one I see is Juneteenth, and we're going to have them on our show here about a week from Wednesday.
Yeah, just briefly, the Juneteenth celebration, great annual event, June 15th. Of this month, and they've got a really great program established. I know some great entertainment in City Park. I don't believe they're having the parade this year, but so they're having this Friday night as part of our Arts in the Park series, and then Saturday night some other great music and entertainment. So just a great event on the 15th, and encourage everybody to come out and support that.
Yeah, and then I also see on the list there's the 150th anniversary of the Philanthropic Educational Organization. That's the PEO for those who, you know, good with acronyms there.
Yeah, and a great milestone for that organization, and certainly look forward to that organization coming forward to tell us about the 150th anniversary and events they have planned.
All right, and we should probably jump into the consent agenda and save the general agenda for a little bit after. And give me a little bit of a rundown on some of the highlights or some of the major things. I see there's a bond sale on there especially.
Yeah, that's a pretty big item. We have about $13.1 million in general obligation bonds that we're selling tomorrow. We have bids that we take that for. There's 22 public improvement projects that support that. There's about 6 residential subdivisions and the public infrastructure supporting that development. There's a couple of commercial mixed use and residential components. There's public improvements also as the Miller Parkway and Scenic Drive permanent financing. Obviously, that's been done. A lot of these, so we do construction loans or temporary financing to build the project, get them well established, and then we finalize the debt service on that through the bond sales. I think maybe we've got a phone call.
Oh, we do, definitely. I think we should go ahead and take it. Thank you for calling in. You're on In Focus.
Well, thank you for covering the emergency preparedness. Another emergency situation, of course, like the tornado we had through the west part of Manhattan. Looking at the videos on this month, I didn't see on the building and other areas any tie-down straps on the trusses or tie-down straps on the edges of the plywood on the roof. I know out in Colorado they put tires up on the roof and cement blocks and everything trying to hold the plywood down. From what I've seen, $300 worth of plumbing strap can tie down the plywood and tie down the trusses. They do that in Florida with the high wind. Of course, shame on us for stick building, but I can't believe people don't have concrete block homes or live underground here with all the tornadoes. Thank you for your expertise.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I can maybe add a little info to that one. We actually had we do require that now. New construction, generally speaking, you're going to have high wind tie downs for your roofs. We do a lot of work to make sure that walls are braced accordingly to code for our wind speed in this locality. Yet you'll still have older structures in the area that probably don't have the high wind tie downs and so on. So yes, there are some the older structures. Anything new though, anything within the last probably 10, 15, 20 years would have very good wind resistant construction. So I can talk more later about some of that kind of stuff when we get into that item on the agenda.
Definitely. And I will add, I did live underground when I first got here. I lived in a basement. but I imagine that's not the norm for most people. Now I'm in an attic, so that's kind of the opposite. There's something that kind of influenced that decision, but I think it'd be good to talk to you, Ron, a little bit more about this. Just talk a little about the general obligation bond process, and I understand there's a few different sales per year.
Sure, there are. We usually do geo bond sales a couple times a year. We do the temporary notes, which is also on the consent. In addition, some of the other five capital projects for the city there's a Points Avenue pump station. This was a project over there at the intersection of 24 Tuttle Creek Boulevard and Fort Riley Boulevard, where we got rid of a ditch and put in a concrete box structure to help with the maintenance and fortification of that particular area near the levee. We had some stormwater improvements out at the airport on Airport Road and also in conjunction with the general aviation apron. And so it's just really that time where we solidify the permanent financing for various public improvement projects. We have some taxable general obligation bonds. That's not usual for us to do. Most of the stuff we finance is non-taxable, but in this case, there's some portions of the airport terminal building, and that's where primarily the rental car. There's about $3.7 million that come into play there. So any place where we're generating revenue, so we're leasing space to the car rental agencies, that sort of thing, would be there are taxable, and so we have to pay usually a little bit more interest in that regard. So we're hoping the bond rates have been coming down, and we look for those to be very favorable for us today, tomorrow, when we open those. Other things on the consent agenda, we've got first reading of an ordinance to consider franchises for wireless service providers and wireless infrastructure providers on city rights-of-way, something that we've been talking about with the commission for a while. And then I mentioned we also have that temporary note sale. Again, this is construction financing for public improvement projects in conjunction with subdivision development, but also some of our capital projects like the improvements to the stormwater detention pond there at the Riley County Health Department and a couple of roadway projects that we've started, the Kimball Avenue widening from Hudson to Vanesta and the North Manhattan Avenue project from Claflin to Research Park Drive, as well as the College Avenue and Kimball Avenue intersection, which is part of the North Campus Corridor. So those are some of the items on there. Also, we have a contract for professional engineering services with Olson Associates for about $112,000. This is for the campus perimeter traffic flow and pedestrian crosswalk improvements, looking at that perimeter area around the university, but really focusing hard on that North Manhattan Avenue where we have the push-to-walk caution lights, looking at converting a lot of those to more traditional stop for red, go for green type of thing. So that's
in conjunction with all of those improvements going on in that whole North Campus Corridor area.
Correct.
Okay. Sounds good. And I think it is time for our next break here. We're blowing through the time here on In Focus. We'll be back shortly. News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West.